Well, the theater season is gearing up here in Cincinnati. If you want to find out more about who's doing what and who the new faces are, the place to go is the 6th annual Meet the Artistic Directors Curtain Up event sponsored by the League of Cincinnati Theaters and the Cincinnati Inquirer at Joseph Beth Booksellers. And joining me this evening in the studio is League President Kathy Springfield. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, thank you.
And League Board Member Sherry McCamley. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, Meet the Artistic Director is self-explanatory, but what's the curtain up part?
The curtain up part is getting all of the information from all of these theaters, signing up for any of the theaters that you'd like. So we want you to be part of this curtain going up. So we're going to get you as much information as we can for each one of the professional theaters in Cincinnati. All of them will be there. It's so exciting, Jim. Jackie Demline does a fantastic job of interviewing everybody. She will get questions that you never dreamed of and questions that you've always thought about. Like, what makes a good actor great? How do they choose a season? What's their thought process when they're putting that season together? And, well, anything that you want to ask an artistic director, design questions, you can ask anything you like. But I would caution people to get there early. Joseph Beth has a lovely, intimate space by the fireplace, and there's seating for about 100 people, and they have had between 100 and 200 people come to this event.
This is the 6th annual edition of this particular event, and it's been growing each year, not only in terms of audience members, but in terms of the number of artistic directors who attend this.
That is true. They are all going to be there, all of the professional theaters, including a newcomer, the Cincinnati Children's Theater. Angela Powell Walker, the new artistic director there, will be on hand. So you're going to meet the brand new artistic director of Playhouse in the Park, Blake Robison, will be there, who will be directing their first production of the year, Swashbuckling Three Musketeers.
We've mentioned that there are more artistic directors represented this year, and it changes the format a little bit.
Yes, it's going to be a very lively conversation because there will be 12 artistic directors, and of course they all are wonderful speakers, and they have lots to talk about with their seasons.
And this is going to take place on Sunday, September 9th, and it's going to be beginning at 1 o'clock.
Right. We will have people on hand to sign you up for mailing lists and information.
And I believe some of the theaters are actually going to be bringing in tickets for raffle.
That is correct. I'm not sure how many theaters are bringing in tickets, but they will be raffling off tickets to shows. So when you hear about a show and you go, well, I'd like to see that, well, you just might get a free pair of tickets.
In addition to hearing the artistic directors talk, there's also an opportunity afterwards to meet them face to face.
Yes, they usually hang around after the event. It's a wonderful opportunity if you're an actor, if you're a designer or a director, and you want to meet these artistic directors, you should be there because it's a great networking opportunity for you.
Now, Sherry, there is a little more going on right now for the League. There's a new promotion that is being sponsored by PepsiCo.
That's correct. It's called the Great Cincinnati Theater Ticket Giveaway. It's in conjunction with Walmart and Q102. PepsiCo is actually the sponsor for it. If you go into any Walmart, there are big posters advertising it. You just either text a secret message, a secret word, which can be found on the poster, and then you'll be entered in a drawing to win a pair of season tickets to one of our great theaters here in Cincinnati. And actually, we will be announcing the winners of the Great Theater Ticket Giveaway at the Meet the Artistic Directors, because the contest goes through August 31st. That's when the drawings will be held.
Now, the League of Cincinnati Theaters is an organization for professional and semi-professional theaters, supporting them, helping them network with resources and all like that. What are some of the other things that the League does?
The League has three programs where they give money to theaters. One is the Theater Educator Award, and that's given away at the end of the year at the gala in May. It's the Enquire Theater Educator Awards. And this celebrates, a lot of times we're celebrating students, but in this case, we're celebrating their teachers. We also give money for local guest equity artists, so you can apply for that if your theater wants to raise its standards a little bit and give our wonderful equity actors that are here in town some much-needed equity work. You can apply to the League of Cincinnati Theaters, and there's an application online for a $2,500 grant for a local guest equity artist. We also have the Rising Stars, and this is given to any actor under the age of 25, actor or technician or management. We gave one to Brendan Holmes at Playhouse in the Park as a stage manager, for instance, last year. So it covers anybody under the age of 25 for a body of work. So this is $1,000 to help that student move to New York, maybe, or maybe to buy something to spruce up their resume or something that where they can get their career kick-started. A lot of the money from this Great Theater Ticket giveaway will go to support those rising stars. We also have the Unified Auditions. This is where all of the artistic directors in town get together, and you can, as an actor or a designer, technician, you can come and be in front of all those artistic directors in one place. This year, it will be in January at the Playhouse in the Park, so go to our website for more information about the Unifieds coming up.
And we also wanted to announce that we have the general meeting of the League of Cincinnati Theaters, which is September 24th at 6 o'clock in the Aronoff Cincinnati Arts Association Founders Room on the fifth floor. You enter through the Weston Gallery on 7th Street. And anyone with an interest in theater is welcome to come. And there you will also get a lot of information about the upcoming season and what kinds of things LCT is doing around the community and how you can get involved as well.
Is membership in the league open to anyone, or what is membership in the league?
Yes, actually, anyone can become a member of the League of Cincinnati Theaters. All you have to do is have a desire to know more about theater, to help out, and see a lot of theater. Even an individual can belong, as well as an organization, not just theaters, but individuals are welcome to join, and then you will also be on the list to receive information about various events.
And the parties.
Oh, and the parties. Yes, we have parties coming up this year. Meet the cast parties. If you are an individual member, you'll be able to attend these. Many theaters throughout the season will be hosting them. And after a show that you come to see, they will have booked either a private room or just some space in a bar or something in a restaurant. And you can come and meet the cast and mingle and just have a great old time with everybody.
Do you have to attend the performance to attend the party?
Well, I don't think you have to attend the performance, but it probably would make more sense to do that because it'll be right after the performance, and I think you would want to see it so you know who you're talking to.
So how can people find out more information about what's going on with the League and League Theaters?
Well, the main way is to go to our website, which has been fabulously updated by Sheldon Polonsky.
Applause, applause.
Applause, applause. And if you'd like to be on our mailing list, you just hit the contact tab on the website and you can put in your name and email, and we will put you on our email list to send you more information than you ever wanted to know about theater in Cincinnati.
Why do we do all this? Why is the League of Cincinnati Theater so important?
Theater, to me, changes lives, simply. Maxwell Anderson, great playwright, said if you practice an art, be proud of it. Make it proud of you. It may break your heart, but it will fill your heart before it breaks it. It'll make you a person in your own right. We are so proud of our theaters in Cincinnati. They are leading edge, and we're just proud of it. So it's what we do at LCT is applaud. Applaud the wonderful work that's being done in Cincinnati.
I'd like to thank this evening's guests, President of the League of Cincinnati Theaters, Kathy Springfield.
Thanks,
and,
Jim.
And LCT board member, Sherry McCamley.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information about the League of Cincinnati Theaters and all the wonderful programs and events that it has, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.